Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, there it is. We got the song. Hey, guys, how are you tonight? Here we are at AfterBuzz TV doing another after show for How to Get Away with Murder. I believe it's episode five? Four. Five.
I think it's called
The Player. We are here. The panel's a little different tonight. I'm Steph Z. You guys can tweet me at IAMSTEFZ. Also, I've got one of the best theories going tweeted to me this past week. We'll talk about it in a minute, but let me introduce the panel tonight. We've got the regular JB. How you doing?
You guys can find me at JB_Zimmerman. Glad to be here.
And we've got our two newbies. Let's see what they can do this time. What you got? Where can the people find you?
Ladies first.
Okay, you can find me at Heather Joy Smith.
Yes, we love you for being here, Heather.
Thank you.
Can find me at Julian Dujarric across the board everywhere on all social media.
You can find him everywhere.
Everywhere, literally.
He even did a Monday Night Football show with me.
He took one for the team.
He did. We needed a fill-in. Nice. He wore my Jets gear. It was awesome.
Nice. So it'd be great to do a show about a show that I love.
A show about a show?
An after show about a show that I love.
Let's do a show about a show about a show. All right, so I feel like, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like last week was a little bit less of like a
We talked about it.
Can kill that music
storm.
Now? Okay.
I missed you, Stephanie.
I mean, hey, it's the spooky Halloween
season. Yeah, it's like, all right, can't even hear myself think
I agree with you. I mean, we talked about that sort of being the calm before the storm. They obviously set it up with the coming up next on last episode was like super crazy. They used like every like hipster verb you probably can
yes,
create.
Yes.
But I think they kind of made good on it. I mean, it took a little bit to get into that mode, but then the surprises definitely started flowing.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we haven't had this big of a surprise episode this season. We've had some big surprises, but not like this, like halfway through the episode. So that was nice to see after last episode.
And so absolutely unexpected, too, because I was thinking, like, when are we going to get to something good? And I'm glad that we. It was perfectly timed in this episode, all of the twists and turns.
Yes.
I was sort of thinking, you know, that things were headed in a bad direction by just having, like, two sides to everything that they were setting up. But now it seems like just everything is unraveling. Oh, yeah. There's, like, up is down, up is right. Like, I don't even know what's happening. It's, like, it's such a mess, which is so perfect. I love it.
It's so perfect, and I have to say, I really, really love Bonnie. Every episode, I'm falling more, and you feel for her. I mean, I don't know. I kind of wanted to give her an Oscar this episode.
Yes.
That was, like, the best bullshit story acting on her
it
toes.
Incredible.
I mean, she's amazing. And why? Why does she want to take one for the team? There's got to be another. Like, at the end, we see, you know, what Annalise knows about her past. So did Annalise help her in some way? Like, there's got to be some sort of, again, we say that this show is like this onion where there's just so many layers. So for me, that really was happening. There's something deeper with Bonnie. But every episode, Bonnie, who was kind of a sleeper last season, is more and more involved. And I really, really like that.
I mean, she came out swinging right in the beginning, which was awesome.
Literally, who knows what she did?
Right.
Because she was running by Sinclair's dead body.
It was crazy. I mean, the whole Annalise team is just a powerhouse right now. Like, I mean, they've always sort of been running the show, but it was like they were firing on all cylinders, even in sort of failure. Like, they always had each other's back. You know, when Bonnie, just to stick on her for a moment, didn't really accomplish what she wanted to with Asher, Annalise had her back. Like, even though she's always yelling at her, always coming down hard, she still had, you know, a play up her sleeve that she could just whip out and completely get it back.
Which is really interesting because even if it, like, it was that Bonnie did it. Yes, Annalise would have gotten in trouble for withholding evidence and lying and making Nate testify. Like, there's a whole slew of things, but Bonnie was still the one that would get the wrath. So Annalise doing that again, as much as she says she hates Bonnie sometimes and she's worthless and this, that, and the other thing, she's still like, there's something else happening.
Right.
It's almost like a Dom sub dynamic almost. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't, like, this Bonnie is so, let me clarify, like, Bonnie is so dedicated to Annalise, but according to what we've seen, or at least in my interpretation, you know, Annalise doesn't really deserve it because of the way she treats Bonnie, but at the same time, she's there, she has Bonnie's back. It's such a strange, it's sort of like a Stockholm Syndrome kind of thing that I feel like in that way justifies or at least explains why Bonnie's so dedicated.
I wonder if it's going to come out, though, because of the whole video that Annalise showed at the end.
Yeah.
Maybe she does have that fear of whoever is dominant over her, mm-hmm. that she kind of has to feel that way towards her, even though she's being treated horribly, because obviously if her father was treating her that way, she probably still loved her father.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to mess with you.
It's a very torment. Like, yeah. I mean, that was a disturbing and very deep imagery that they set up. I mean, obviously would explain a lot for her character, but yeah, what a crazy
upbringing.
It was
almost weird for me, and I know I always say bizarre things and you guys shoot them down and I'm okay with that, but the father's voice in that video sounded
lot,
like
Frank.
Yes! Yes! Okay!
Oh my god, wow.
I was like, wait a minute, so I was
I'm not the only one.
No,
did they set that up? Maybe they did. I mean,
oh my god,
that whole little powwow in the office when Annalise kind of confided in them that she was losing it.
Yeah.
And they all sort of were like, no, we got this. I'm doing Levi. She's got Asher. Like, we're good.
Yeah.
So it's possible. It's definitely possible.
Oh my god, I love that you picked that up too. Yeah. You guys
I didn't pick that up,
but I'm going to have to rewatch
it. No, I definitely picked it up. I was thinking Frank, but it didn't make sense to me, and I couldn't reach the logical conclusion of that, but absolutely. It's like, right. Frank? What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heather, yeah, you gotta rewatch that.
Wow. Literally, my mind is blown right now by that.
You didn't really get to, you didn't see the father, so
yeah.
I was just like, is this just some little girl that, I don't know, but yeah, I went to that they fabricated that video.
Right.
Right, to get Asher.
Because Bonnie, I feel maybe would have said something to Asher in her breakdown, but again, Bonnie, you know, is in it, and she's you know, the whole "I love you" to Asher is fake.
Right,
I think.
It's BS. So yeah. I don't know that she would have, given the fact that the entire conversation was based on, I mean, it was based on a lie. She was putting on a performance.
But I'm saying, if she was putting on a performance and trying to get Asher to feel bad for her, mm-hmm. she, and that really would have happened, whether or not it really would have happened, why wouldn't you bring something like that into the mix?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that would only make her reasoning to kill Sam better.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think that she knows, really.
I was coming from was that even though Annalise really, you know, appreciates Bonnie's help, she sort of doesn't treat her like an equal, like Frank. You know, she definitely, there is a hierarchy, and I feel like they would almost plan for her to fail in a way. Or not fail completely, but, you know, maybe, like, we should get a plan B, Frank, like, sort of off the side.
Yeah.
Just because, and even consistently this season, Bonnie hasn't really been living up to expectations. Mm-hmm. She's definitely taking control and left things unfinished and kind of astray.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised.
I feel like Frank's a little scarier as a person than Bonnie is, because Bonnie's kind of like a shrinking violet at times, where Frank, like, gets in your face. So maybe Annalise,
he gets things done.
Yeah.
He's a doer.
Yeah.
Frank is
kind of like,
he's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
really,
in a way, he's sexy,
yes,
too.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Because
oh,
it's like, every time you get it.
Thank you.
Every time. Calm down, ladies. It's true. It's so crazy because here we are being like this guy who kills people and lies and takes it. No, but it's true. Come on. Did anyone really think what was happening with the storage locker was going to happen? Like,
we were like, oh my God,
they're caught.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things in that, just that one plan.
You
know, the setup with the keys, then the meth in the guy and Levi's trunk, and the whole thing with who he was following to set up the storage locker. Like, That is a like multi-layered yes. plan
so
that
do
worked
you think
out
that
perfectly.
Frank, yeah. at, in the end, is the one that's going to kill Annalise because he's the only one. Like Frank, literally, is
he
the only one that has
that,
been a step
he has
ahead
yes.
yeah. all the time.
He's a mastermind.
He's, yeah,
for
he's
sure.
got it down.
I that wouldn't surprise me. I just can't imagine how long he can keep this up. Like, how long can he stay a couple of steps ahead? Because
but he's not even. No one's even on to him.
No one.
No,
true.
Not
the
at
only
all.
Concern is Wes. Laurel is getting oh. super close on a personal level, and I feel like right. that's the only one that has the potential. Aside from Annalise, because of their relationship.
But in the same sense, with that, Laurel was the one that called Frank and said, we need you to help take care of this in
right.
the beginning. So they already have that trust. Well,
I
don't
mean,
the word trust
well, yeah,
is the right
I,
word.
I feel like they're just aware of each other
yes.
Right now. But it's a concern, I feel like, moving forward, if they are spending a lot of time together, that Laurel could be, you know, if she's in his place, you know, unattended, maybe she searches around and finds some
yeah.
stuff.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he keeps
ready.
Saying, like, you need to learn more about me. Each week we keep hearing
exactly.
this from her, but she's not at all.
Yeah,
yeah she's
yeah.
so not.
Well, maybe she'll go try, and what she'll find is some sort of evidence, because we know, Laurel knows that Frank had a hand in Sam in helping get rid
right.
of that. Laurel doesn't know that Frank killed Lila, and Laurel doesn't know that, well, Frank didn't really kill Rebecca, Bonnie did, so.
Right.
Yeah.
But he did get rid of the body.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man! And that scene. Let's talk about the kids for a minute. The Keatling Five. I feel like they're kind of losing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know
well, yeah,
they're
I mean,
losing it.
Connor went off the rails and
oh,
just
yeah.
started right. binge drinking during
what?
The day. It was like,
seriously.
All right.
And he told Oliver he loved him.
I know.
Thank you. I love them.
That is when I knew the shit hit the fan. Because let's be real here. He does not emote in that way, and so mm-hmm. I was like, oh, he's coming unhinged. Like he's saying I love you to his boyfriend. That's major.
Yeah.
That to me, that's what that registered as. Like, whoa, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
I almost wondered though if he was saying it in the moment because he was almost kind of caught because he was using him to like break into the police.
No, well, I definitely feel that
he actually does.
I definitely
yeah.
feel that he is Connor is in
legitimately
in
love. Yeah.
Like I feel like we've seen a switch in his character. Yes, he's losing it. Yes, he's drinking during the day and saying they should get drugs and have orgies, which is really interesting. That's where everyone like they're like we're gonna get caught. We need sex before we get caught. It's not like let's make a plan. Let's go have this fun time, that fun time. All they're thinking about is having sex.
Well, because
yeah.
all they do
it's
is go to school and work, and
mm-hmm.
so you know you gotta.
Well, yeah, I guess
yeah.
I think they're trapped there based on their like work obligation
yeah.
hours. So it's like, what can you do in the office?
Yeah, I guess.
Or you know, at the house.
Who can you do in the office?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I really did like the scene though. I feel like Laurel has been getting like, I don't know, not passed around. That's not the right word, but it's like we give her power, then we take her power, then we give her power, then we take her power, and the fact that she just owned her power.
Mm-hmm.
Knew exactly what she wanted. She got Frank to do exactly what she wanted. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That she just kind of took control. And I like them together. I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of do. Do you guys like them? Do you think? No?
Yeah. I mean, I just am pro Team Frank, so.
I love Frank.
So
yeah.
whoever
support,
he's with,
yeah.
you're
yeah,
for.
Just,
okay,
well, there's
gotcha.
Not
yeah.
anyone else that I would rather him be with right now.
Okay.
Right.
In terms. All right.
Right?
Yeah.
They
I
work
mean,
well.
Connor? No.
Wow.
Well, there was a lot of. I mean, I just only say that because there was a lot of one-liners about that tonight.
Right.
I feel like.
Yeah. Speaking of one-liners, I did like how I'm gonna play my favorite line. From
yes,
the
favorite
right now,
quote of the show
was actually from Oliver when he said that like he should get paid for all this
yeah,
work.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Which is funny because it's you know it is such a small thing, but it shows a tribute to how great the writers are that they do care about even the minutia
right.
details of the show, that he is continually doing work for Annalise and he's not getting paid. It's like all these favors, obviously hacking into police database
yeah.
is illegal.
Right.
So he's taking a big risk and I'm glad that they handled that in a funny way.
Yeah. I wondered though, are the rest of them getting paid?
I don't think so.
No.
But they get paid in sort of experience.
They get paid not going to jail yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's their big,
yeah,
that's their big bonus.
Protection for the murder that they committed,
yeah.
I think, is a big...
Gotcha.
Yeah. So then we move on to Asher and his father mm-hmm. and Sinclair and that whole situation. So clearly we see that Sinclair, who is Sinclair?
God, I hate
For
Sinclair.
Some reason, she has gotten
her name, Sinclair.
But she hasn't, totally annoying.
Right?
She hasn't come into the picture. She wasn't in at all last season as a Sam's friend, Sam's, like, what, somehow, all of a sudden she cares so much about Sam's death now, and I don't understand what the connection is, but she really thinks she's going to get Asher to testify
right.
against Annalise.
Well, she has clearly an agenda against Annalise, and I think that's really what's motivating her to get whatever information she can from Asher. And I don't think she has any intention of helping him. I think she just wants to go after Annalise. Like,
yeah,
very
but there's
clear
gotta be another layer that she wants to go after Annalise because her husband's death, and she knows Asher has this past that could maybe help her pin Asher against
right,
Annalise.
To use as leverage.
So there's gotta be some, I mean, maybe she has some sort of relationship with the father from
with
back
Asher's
in the,
father?
Asher's father back
yeah,
in the
I was
past.
Thinking that. It's like, why?
Where did she pop? She just came out of nowhere.
And she, all of a sudden she knew about some crazy story
Trotter
that like,
Lake.
Asher, yeah.
I
try
feel
to
like
bury down deep.
Annalise
like,
called her an amateur in the courtroom at one episode.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was the first or second one. So maybe she's new, but some kind of connection. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd like to find out. I mean, it does seem like that character came from left field out of nowhere. So it'll be interesting to find out if I don't think, you know, I mean, these types of shows, Shonda Rhimes does not leave any loose ends. So
right.
I'm sure we'll mm-hmm. find out.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because her vendetta is so aggressive.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've seen how it ends, which is not good for Sinclair being dead, like, on the stairs outside
right.
with, like, no one helping her.
right.
But, you know, it's got to be something so deep if, you know, it clearly looked like Bonnie had something to do with killing her or something. I mean, she had blood all over her. They were obviously in a getaway car, if that is what they're setting up, you know.
It's
something
too simple.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I feel
it's
like there's got to be something else. There's
got to be something else,
right.
I think. I don't know.
Also,
because we're painting Bonnie now to be this killer, and we're painting Bonnie to be more involved. For her just to, like, grow,
but that's
and, like,
what I'm saying.
Steal
like,
it, I feel like there's got to be a turn.
Right. Yeah, true. It's a little convenient, but they are setting it up just so, you know, clearly the Asher-Bonnie relationship is strong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's kind of getting rid of that loose end for him because he's kind of in a tight spot with this whole deal with her blackmailing, Sinclair blackmailing Asher and his dad.
Yeah. But we also see in that blackmail, I mean, in this episode, we see that it seems like Asher's going to tell on Bonnie.
Right.
But then that's like the flashback, but the present time, or however they're saying it, is Asher and Bonnie together. So if Asher really would have told on Bonnie, she'd be in jail.
Well, no, I thought that was a flash forward.
That's what I thought. I
like
thought it was
when
future.
She gets in the car, that was like right after the Annalise dead situation.
Right,
like,
but we haven't seen
situation.
Anything. Yeah. We haven't seen anything. We're still weeks behind
right.
when he's saying, "I love you."
Right.
When she said, "I love you," he said, "I love you too. That's why I'm going to have to tell." That's
okay.
still in
yeah.
the past.
True,
and then we
true.
See to the present when Annalise is bloody, probably not dead. Sinclair's
okay.
dead. They're together. So
yeah.
in that time period, if he was going to go to, like, somehow
oh, okay.
he's not
okay.
going to go tell because they wouldn't be together
right.
then.
Right. But when, at the very end, when he's at the police station, I think that is the present. He's telling on what just happened.
Yes, when he
yeah.
leaves the car when she's
exactly.
at the gas station. Yeah. So, again, maybe it's because she's done it. Maybe he's like, "I'll give you another chance," but if she kills again,
yeah, he's
she's
like, this
gonna
is
tell.
A bit of a pattern.
If you kill one
yeah,
more
yeah,
time,
yeah.
we're going to have to break up.
We talked about this, Bonnie. No
yeah.
more killing.
No more killing.
All right, I am busting at the seams to
yes.
share.
Please, let
yeah.
it go. Let's go.
So,
let's
we
do
love
it. Let's
you
do it.
Guys. You know, you guys subscribe to our YouTube channel,
yes.
iCloud Sound Tunes.
Sound.
iTunes and SoundCloud. This show just gets your brain
just, yeah.
shaken.
All that.
So, I got a tweet between last week and this week of a theory. Now, I know you guys are new to the panel, but I've had this ongoing theory that Annalise and Wes are related. That has been my
oh.
theory, that Annalise is what... Not only are they related, but it's possible that Annalise is Wes's mom. That's how he got into the class.
That's a little bit of a stretch.
Okay.
I just thought they were hooking up.
Yeah. That's actually where I was going.
Okay, I've had this maternal thing. So a fan...
Well, maternal... I'm for the maternal thing, but in a, like, similar to Bonnie situation where she's like... taking
her. Let's hear the theory. Yeah. And then
following my theory, I just wanted to give a shout out to Jay. At the same Jay, she said, at I am Steph Z, my aunt has a great theory. Since Annalise is hurt at the end, she might need blood or an organ. Wes will be the match, and that's how we discover that she is Wes's mom.
Whoa. Crazy. Okay. I gotta hand it to Jay's aunt. For that.
That's the most amazing theory.
Wow. Like, if that happens, you're coming on our show. Like, you're invited anyway. Yeah. That was amazing. Thank you guys so much. We love the tweets during the week. We love your theories. This show gets everyone's mind spinning, and it's so, so much fun. So please keep them coming. And again, I just wanted to give you a shout out because that was by far the best theory that I have heard in the past two seasons, to date that's of this really show.
Good. Yeah, that's really good.
Pretty amazing.
I still think they're hooking up.
I do too.
You know? I don't think they're hooking up.
I don't know. It doesn't seem maternal to me. Like when in this episode, when they were talking, and she was just asking him about his life and how he was doing. She didn't seem motherly to me. It seemed very like coquettish, like mm-hmm. very like. So how you doing? Like I don't know. Just that's how it came off to me. It could just be that they're shared. I mean, they have this secret together, so that's probably. You know, she wants to keep
him... But it was there before
the
secret. This weird bond with them was there before Wes killed Sam.
Yeah, I guess that would explain it, but I...
We'll see.
I think we can all agree.
I could be wrong. It's fine. Yeah. But the same Jay was just, like, bringing crazy. My theory to a place that... I literally got that test, and I, like, out loud was like, oh, my God! And I was, like, with a bunch of people, and they're like, what is wrong
just
with
calm
you?
Down.
I was like, what? You don't understand what just happened. So, anyway, moving on. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. There's definitely, you know, when we talk about Annalise and Wes, we see that Annalise knows that Wes and Nate are working together. So what do you guys feel about Nate? Do you feel that Annalise is still just manipulating Nate, or do you think she actually cares about him?
I think a little bit of both. Yeah. I mean, I think she does care about him, but he's not, like, he's no Frank,
right.
to put it that way. He can... be easily manipulated. So, you know, I don't think she's just toying with him. I think that she does care for him, but she does use him sort of as a pawn at times to make sure that, you know, the bigger global plan is still moving forward.
Right. I kind of feel like she has to keep him on a leash, you know, just so far, you know, that she can still manipulate him. But I think in the back of her mind, and she always probably will have feelings for him, but it's kind of gone so far off the deep end with their relationship, I don't really think it has any hope for romance anymore. But I think she still has to keep him really close.
Right. See, I almost feel the exact opposite in a way that I feel like they'll hook up and have, like, not romance. You're right. It's not romance. It's not a real relationship. Right. Like, it'll be hot, passionate, but there's no trust to build. Got it.
I agree with you. A legitimate relationship is not in the cards.
Right.
Could there ever be at this point? Like, Nate does not trust her. I mean, let's just call a spade a spade.
Yeah, but he's a sucker. He's a sucker.
I think he's a little less of a sucker than you might think he is. Like, just, I don't know.
That's
I just don't
possible.
Think
it,
I don't
That's
think
possible.
He's. I don't think he fully trusts her enough to allow her to get back into his heart again.
Right, but he keeps telling her things like Wes thinks you killed Rebecca. Like he keeps giving her exactly what she's after. Like she was not after coming clean to tell him that his wife wanted her to offer. She wanted to know what was happening with him and Wes. Mm-hmm. She got the information.
Yeah.
Well, every time she gets the information she wants.
True. She's very good at what
she's very does. Yeah. I mean
she her, is. I want to hang out with her.
Her little monologue.
Yeah, whiskey, me and you, it's on me.
Her monologue, and we know she loves her dark liquor. Her monologue at the door was just so powerful, and I feel like in that case, then yeah, she's only looking after herself, and she does whatever it is that she needs to do to keep Nate at bay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yes and no. I don't know. I hope
they have us exactly.
Yeah. Definitely seems like they do have feelings for each other, yeah. or they yeah. wouldn't be entertaining this whole charade at all. Right. But right. you know, they are keeping their guard up, both yeah. of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. I think they're both like, okay. I mean, we know we can't forget the past right. completely. Yeah. Some crazy stuff has gone down, so you right. know they're going to be walking on eggshells for a while.
Yeah. yeah. All right, so what do we think about the case? I mean, we didn't really see in this episode that much of the Happenstein.
We'll go with that.
We'll yeah. go with that. No, it's
the
twins. Hapstall case.
Yes.
We did see that, you know, Oliver did hack in and got them some sort of evidence to, again, throw off what they were trying to do. But what do we think? Like, do we think we find out these two are not having sex? One of them's a virgin from last episode. And it's interesting because, again, this one is going. I don't think we've had an outside case through so many episodes.
Yeah.
So there's still got to be reason for that. And we see these murders happen at their house. But there was no big twist in that case tonight. There was no big new discovery. I mean, except that the aunt, or whoever she was, is crazy.
Yeah, is a right. crazy racist.
And does drugs.
Yeah, and does
well,
drugs.
Well, prescription drugs.
Yeah.
Right. I think it was, I don't know if there would have been room for any more twists in that. I think right. the twist
yeah,
came, honestly, the twist for me came when the judge decided to go to trial anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As a, you know, because right. she suspects that this, and her suspicions are correct, that this evidence was obtained illegally.
Right.
I think that was enough of a twist right. to carry over into future episodes. And of course, we'll see what happens there. But I'm okay with there not being any sort of heavy plot branch in the case itself, because right. there's so much other crazy shit that's happening around the case outside
right.
of
true
it.
True story.
Yeah.
True
story. So I'm okay with it.
Good point, though, bringing up that case that just reminded me of a moment where, you know, Catherine sort of has an outburst at the judge and is like, well, you know, this is totally racist. Like, how can you do that?
Right.
And the judge, you know, they made it a point to say, like, it doesn't matter how I feel. Mm-hmm. It's about the law.
Right.
Which, you know, is very appropriate for the times. Obviously, there's a lot of
yeah,
things
it was very
in,
well played.
In like, the media and real reality that is similar, you know, with gay rights and what have you, where judges don't always obey that set where, like, the law is the law. And sometimes, you know, because they are people, they do put their own, you know, views and opinions into the courtroom. And it was great that this show set, like, sort of set the tone that that wasn't the way it should be done, which
yeah.
is true.
Right.
Yeah, no, there is. This show is brilliant on so many, and again, we go back to the layers, but they really, there's never been a moment in this show where I'm just like, maybe they should have said
right.
that different. Like, they always just nail it.
Right.
They do.
I love that. I mean, I love that whole speech she gave, because it's true. I mean, you have to, as a judge, be a follower of the law and an enforcer of it. And so, you know, regardless of how you feel, you have to play according to the system.
Yeah.
But I thought her acknowledgement of that was so powerful. And so I'm glad that they did that. I'm glad that the writers
yeah,
took
kudos
it there.
To right. the writers in yeah. this episode. They did a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Along with all the actors.
I'm yeah. not sure.
They did a great job.
They are
Wait,
really good.
Also,
they are so good.
Can we give kudos to the direction when Frank, that little basement hookup scene, everything was strategically placed. Like, I thought that was really well directed.
It was.
Yeah.
It was very well strategically
placed. I was like, oh,
good.
Yeah, we're going to see some nipple. No.
No.
Yeah, we're going to see some under titty. But, like, it was good. It was.
Not even that.
Yeah.
Did you see the box that said Rebecca's name on it?
Yes. Yeah, I caught that.
No, I didn't see
you
it.
Didn't
yeah,
see that?
I didn't catch
that
either.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I caught it.
Like, all these shows you got to rewatch when he, like, pulled it, like, pinned her up against
uh-huh.
whatever, and it panned around the back. You saw the box with Rebecca's name on it. Her
oh
case.
My gosh.
Her, like, her old case the first time, because, you know, all the files were down there. So when Annalise got her off the first time, whatever,
uh-huh.
that
right.
case was right there.
We well, yeah, all the little details
yeah.
in the
yeah.
show
yeah.
are
so
the
good.
Best.
You
I mean,
really
so,
have to
so
watch
good.
These episodes
exactly.
a couple times to
yeah.
catch all of it.
And you want to.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I don't know if you guys got it. I didn't tell you until, like, halfway through the episode that we do this, but my favorite quote of the night was when Bonnie was talking to Annalise, and Annalise said, "Nothing you do will make me not hit you."
Yeah.
I
not
mean,
hit you, yeah.
it's the one-liners in
pretty
this
good.
Show
it's
are just
good.
Amazing. It's so much fun. Do you guys have one? If not, it's okay.
Mine was a little more, it was just immature when Levi was leaving. When Annalise was leaving, and Levi goes, "Where are you going?" And Annalise just out to kick some ass. Like, it was just so.
I wrote that one down.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. It was just so like matter of fact.
Right.
That I loved it, because we usually see a little more nuance in her exclamations, Annalise's exclamations, and it was just great to just see her. I'm gonna kick some ass.
Uh-huh. Right. It was a great return to the classic Annalise that we started this whole show with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, just the perfect executor of like her job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, she is a power force that just goes like, you know, beelines to whatever objective she's got to accomplish and does it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was good to see it. I missed that Annalise.
Yeah. I did one with Frank. So mine was from the very beginning. And he said, "We've got eyes on you, on douche face, like we've got eyes on all of you." I love that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which, again, just made them... man, with Frank, like, I so did not see it coming that he was going to tell Bruno that someone was going to figure it out, and they had all of that planned out.
Right.
Frank is my hero.
I love Frank.
Yeah,
I love Frank.
And that's such, like, a long-term plan. It's not just like, oh, I put the keys there so he would see with the name written on it.
But where's the money coming from? Is the money playing back? Like, is what he's trying to do make Wes now think that Levi actually killed Rebecca because Levi had the drugs and that seems to be drug money?
Levi was trying to sell Wes on everything.
There's got to be something.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, yeah, maybe there is a specific point, but what I got out of it was just to kind of make everybody go in different directions. If all of them were there, you know, now they're all against Wes,
mm-hmm.
and they, you know, they really create, like, all these different angles where everybody, like, it's such a mess. Everybody's mm-hmm. against each other, and there's no alliances, so there can't be any more teamwork, really.
I think
which is strong when you have a power move, he basically shattered everything. Yeah, because they were all starting to come together, and we're going to go to jail, we're going to get arrested, what's happening, Annalise is going to screw us, and he pretty much just, whoosh.
Yeah, it's like a spiral out of control, which is great. Like, the chaos, I feel like, is kind of the best move when you can't really follow any leads, because everything else leads you to another dead end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. And it's great to see their T's crossed and I's dotted. That's how I interpreted the money. I thought it was just there to give plausibility to the story.
Why did they take it? Because clearly, whoever put it there, there's a reason, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. That's what's so great about it, is it's like, well, that's obviously something else, and if he's involved in something that is money, it's just sort of like, well, then clearly he can't be doing shady... Like, there's so many other layers of shadiness.
Too many layers of shadiness.
What I thought, too, I was like, well, wait, are they going to recognize... I really thought when Annalise brought them all downstairs, something was going to be recognized for Rebecca's murder.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, and then when we saw the suitcase, I'm like, was there like a set of suitcases? Is someone going to realize that Annalise has the same one in her basement? Like, I thought some way, somehow it was going to be, I thought by now we would figure out Rebecca's dead. Like, Wes knows, but there's been no outside confirmation. And I felt like that would happen by now.
I thought we were definitely getting that this episode.
Yeah, but still, there's no, like, this, like, this happened.
Right.
Because that's going to shatter it even more.
Well, they're all sort of, aside from Wes, obviously, who knows, they're all sort of in this bubble, and they think all sort of collectively the same thing, and it doesn't really surprise me, even though they're seemingly very smart individuals, all of them, like, that they don't know that she's dead. Like, I think... that is probably a normal reaction, to just continue on thinking how everyone else is thinking, especially when you're in such close quarters and your sanity depends on you being with the person that makes you insane. It's weird. It's like, I don't know how to explain.
No, I totally get what you're saying, and I agree. Mm-hmm. I was more so saying that all it would do is create more internal chaos and less trust, because they would know that Annalise or Frank or Bonnie or someone within had to kill, quote-unquote, one of their own. Mm-hmm. So even though they're somewhat feel safe and it's somewhat like Bonnie said this for you guys to protect you guys, like, I'm still protecting you guys, once they find out that Rebecca... And not that Rebecca was one of the core people, but once they find out that internally Rebecca died, the safety of all them, and then they're going to spin out more.
It's it fractures the, the dynamic even more. Yeah, it fractures the
so that's going to be interesting to see. So much going on.
So much. This was a pretty crazy episode.
Great episode.
Yeah.
There was a lot to discuss. I'm excited that we're doing it.
Yeah, it's fun. The other thing is, I thought that it was interesting, the reaction that X911/Levi was Rebecca's stepbrother was an interesting reaction as well. And Michaela was very upset that Wes let her have sex with X911, but I'm not quite sure why.
Well, she felt betrayed a little bit, maybe?
Yeah, she felt betrayed, but it was like, if I went and had sex with someone and you knew they were someone else's brother or sister, like, it's not like we know he's a killer. It's not like we know he's this. He's just related to Rebecca, and they're all looking for her together. Like, there's not something dangerous.
I don't think she believes that I don't think that she believes that Levi is looking for Rebecca. I don't think Wes does believe that? No, I don't think... Michaela believes that. I think she doesn't trust... I don't think she trusts him now. Like, there's so much now up in the air. I think the reaction was just like, I cannot believe this.
Do we think Levi is looking for Rebecca? Or do we think Levi has a different...
I think he's looking for Rebecca. But also, I mean, back to Michaela for a second. I feel like Michaela and the rest of the group, sans Wes, did not like Rebecca. So the fact that Levi's in cahoots with Rebecca would be like... equally bad as Rebecca.
Right.
Like, and they all think that Rebecca screwed everything up, pretty much.
She's the reason why there's so... Well, one of the reasons why there's so much chaos right now. So, yeah, that doesn't...
No, I get that. And because, again, it's Michaela, you know, she was dating a guy, engaged to a guy who was gay. Yeah. So there's just continually bad decisions.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right, that's fair enough. What else? What else stood out to you guys? I feel like we've kind of touched a little bit upon everything. Is there anything
else? Annalise's thinly veiled threat against Asher at the very beginning of the episode.
Tell me more.
When she was discussing
she said
about...
That... Go ahead.
Well, go ahead. You probably explain it better than me.
No, it was just when she said, if you tell them what happened... then nobody will be safe, pretty much.
Yeah, but pretty much. I just thought she worded it was... I wish I'd written down the quote.
Yeah,
that
would
have been
my
quote.
Saying.
But the way she worded it is a very thinly veiled threat, and I just think that's just indicative of Annalise's character and why I love her so much.
Yeah, she was pretty much saying something to the effect of she was standing by Bonnie's position and saying, you know, a girl that says that and you bring in... you know, you add the whiteness to the kid and he'll get off and, you know, the women doesn't
basically
win.
Basically saying you're male and
you'll
white privilege.
You'll discredit Bonnie's testament or argument as Sam and kind of tried to put Asher in his place a little bit. And again, this is different because we are seeing Asher. There's a turn for Asher. Asher has been the gullible one, the one that everyone can walk over. Mm-hmm. And we see him now trying to maybe take a stand and do the right thing, but again, we don't know why, and we still don't know what he did. So it's kind of hypocritical if he, even though I get they keep saying that he was younger when he did whatever he did, but it's kind of hypocritical. Yeah, I mean, and the fact that they said you were younger when you did this makes me kind of think he killed somebody as well for some.
But also the fact that the dad, you know, covered his own ass.
Right. I was just going
to
say
how to do that. So he must be involved. I mean. He could just be a horrible dad that's just like, well, my son did something. I don't even want that press, so I'm going to protect myself. But I feel like it's a little bit more where the dad was actually involved more heavily.
It must have been big enough for the dad to cut his own deal. I mean, there's no reason for you to look after yourself if you're not involved in any way. Like, if you have nothing to...
I wonder if Sinclair was, like, the lawyer of that Tiffany girl or something.
Maybe. I mean, she looks a little young to be that far back. But I'm sure that Sinclair has some type of relationship to the dad. Maybe she worked for him or was a student of Annalise's or something. She's got to be closer than has been revealed so far.
We need answers.
I'm surprised about the student thing. That'd be interesting. I bet that might be.
Oh, if she's a past student?
Yeah.
If you're a past student... You know, the only students we really see are the Keatling Five. Like, I couldn't picture one of them now being like, you know what? My goal in life is to get back at Annalise.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm sure whoever her students were in the past, they were doing dirty stuff too.
If Wes figures out sort of the Rebecca thing, I mean, it's not quite the same, but he, I mean, Annalise is sort of the mastermind behind her death and has been keeping that. If he figures that out, he's going to have a pretty strong vendetta against her.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never know. I need answers.
Cause, yeah. I know. I need to keep watching. I really, really need to keep watching. All right. Well, I guess I'm getting the we need to wrap it up situation here. Before we go, we thank you guys so much for tuning into our shows. We also encourage you guys. We have shows on other networks here, all under the same roof. One of our biggest networks here as well is BHL. Jillian's going to tell you guys a little bit about that.
Yes. BHL, Black Hollywood Live. Is the first online broadcast network focused on African-American talent and influencers. You can check it out at blackhollywoodlive.com. Past guests include, I'm going to drop a couple names right there, Jamie Foxx, Taraji P. Henson, and Nick Cannon. So make sure to follow them all across the board on all social media, BHL Online.
Yes, and again, you guys continue to watch us here at AfterBuzz TV. And until next week, maybe you guys will be back with us when we need some fill-ins. We'd love to have you guys.
Thank
you so much for joining. We really, really appreciate it. Where can the people find you until next week, Heather?
You guys can find me on social media platforms everywhere at Heather Joy Smith.
You can find me at Julian Dujeric everywhere.
Nice. And as always, you guys can find me at JB_Zimmerman on everywhere as well.
And you guys can find me at IAMSTEFZ. Keep the conversation going. And if you'd like to see some other stuff I'm doing, I just started another clothing line. Check it out, rarebreedlifestyle.com.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz
you later. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.